You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is the Subliminals, of course, with Freedom Form. And we've got Brendan and Stephen in the studio. Kia ora, how are you?
Kia ora, good morning.
Hello.
Hello, hello. It's very nice to have you in here. And it's exciting as well. We were just talking off air about gigs kind of coming back. And we get a very special show from the Subliminals on the 6th of November, which coincides with the reissue of United State. How are you feeling?
We're really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since we've played together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking 10 years.
Far
yeah,
out.
Yeah, that's true.
And then there was 10 years before that. So,
yeah. So it's turning into a cycle thing of like every 10 years.
Every 10 years, get to have a big party.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, I have to say.
We won't write any new songs, but, you know, we'll just have a party anyway.
I think that's very fun, to be honest. And people are really excited about this reissue. We've been getting some lovely messages into the station when it got announced and also when the gig got announced too. How does it feel to be revisiting this record 20 years on from its release?
Hopefully it'll be as fresh as when we first recorded it. I don't know. It's a strange thing. Like the first time, like when we did the Flying Nun 30th series of gigs, it was quite strange how easy it was to kind of revisit that stuff. And in fact, it was probably easier, wouldn't you say, Steve?
Than at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's kind of a funny thing how distance and time can maybe change how you feel about a record or cement it a little bit more. For listeners, people who are fans of your music, I think it's just kind of grown over time. People just continue to love it as an album. When you look back, though, at when you were sort of playing regularly as a band, how do you feel about that time? How do you feel about how the group started and everything? Because it must feel quite strange when you do have these kind of anniversaries come around to look back on those eras.
When I don't think we played regularly. We spent a lot of time together. It was a very intense time over a very short period, and we were figuring out who we were and what we were doing, so it was really very jammy, which is kind of the essence of what we were trying to be. And, you know...
So that kind of still exists,
yeah,
like, even now.
Yeah.
But we were young. and we had emotions.
And that doesn't exist now.
And emotions and energy and tensions. And
yeah.
So I think coming back now, we really dig into the riffs for what they are and take them places we haven't been.
Yeah.
That's the exciting part, without any expectations.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And we were talking off air a little bit about how, I mean, it's a privilege to be able to have gigs at the moment, to be able to go out and see live music and play live music. How do you feel about that at the moment, as punters as well as performers? How does that feel for you?
Oh yeah, I think we're incredibly lucky that we're in this position now.
Yeah.
And for the Subliminals, we're lucky that actually people are interested 20 years later.
Yeah,
that's an incredible privilege.
Because, I mean, we're getting messages from other parts of the country as well, so we may have to do something about that.
Yeah. we do have a few people who tune in from other parts of New Zealand, and I often feel a bit sorry for them when we're talking about awesome one-off gigs that are happening in Auckland. But then I'm also like, well, we do have a lot of great music happen here. But
well, they can travel.
They can travel now, yeah. Level one, get on a, I don't know, a ferry or a... plane, something like that. Yeah, but it would be pretty cool, I'm sure, to kind of get back on the road. Is that something that you guys enjoy doing? Did you enjoy it the first time round, touring, anything like that?
We really enjoyed the 30th anniversary tour. You know, someone had organised it.
The flying
yeah.
Nun one. Yeah,
that was great.
Yeah.
So you know, we're happy to travel and do things and try things. It's more challenging if you want us to organise it.
Mm-hmm.
I think is where I sit.
I think probably a lot of people would feel like that about anything. Yeah. If you just have to get on the bus, then that's fine. Yeah. And you were just saying, Steve, about how the riffs and that energy and that emotion when you're playing these tracks can kind of take you back into headspaces you've not been in for a while. Do you feel that way about like the content you sing about, the content that your tracks kind of touch on? Is that something that you feel has changed for you as people over time, or is it something that's kind of grown with you as well?
That's a great question. thankfully, there isn't a lot of lyrical content, mm-hmm. and so you know,
and it's fairly ambiguous as well, isn't it?
Yeah. So we take it with us.
Well, that's what I was going to say. That's kind of what I'm interested in, because you sort of must have to tap right back into the headspace you were in when you were making that, because you haven't got like a template to necessarily go back, oh, yep, that's where I was feeling these things when I wrote that. Do you find the music does take you back there?
I think what we find is, for me personally, it's Brendan, it's probably easier. He can play the drum beats. I'm thinking, at what point do I need to start learning the songs?
Yeah.
You know, get the basics. Idea. I listened to the CD and thought, oh, it seems pretty straightforward. It may not be.
But we're celebrating that as well.
Exactly.
You know, like we have a loose skeleton of a framework of what the tunes were, and then, you know, and those kind of signature moments of like vocals or certain guitar licks or whatever Jared's doing, you know, they reform the structure, and then we kind of, that allows us to take some other sort of direction with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're probably better at listening to each other now.
Oh, yeah.
Than what we were then. We're a lot more experienced. We've played a lot more music since we did this. So it kind of opens up a chance for us to explore in a very different way within the songs.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm also very excited to see it's being pressed by Holiday Records, who are local pressing, and also been putting out a lot of great stuff this year. How does it feel to be pressed onshore and also, you know, local small productions is always a good thing?
Oh, it's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just great. I mean, the things, it probably should have been on vinyl when it first came out, but that was that period of time where people were resistant to doing that, you know.
CD was king.
Yeah. So it's good that we can sort of put that effort into doing the vinyl. And being pressed locally as well is just such a good thing.
Yeah.
Because it's been so long since there's, you know, been a New Zealand pressing plant. And unless you're doing acetate from Peter King.
Yeah,
which
legend.
May not be very good for us. But still, it's an artifact.
Yeah.
And yeah, so hopefully people embrace that and you know, pick a copy up.
I'm sure they will. And I'm sure there'll probably be copies available at the gig, is that right?
Fingers crossed.
Hopefully. On the 6th of November at Whammy Bar. Tickets through Under the Radar for anybody.
There's not many left, so if anyone wants one, they better get get into it quickly?
I would say go do it right now, because there's probably at least, you know, a dozen other people also opening their browsers to try and find it. So get onto that, listeners. Somebody has texted in. It says, oh, it's Renee and Phil. Say, kia ora to you both. They're looking forward to the show. And lots of people as well have said that they're looking forward to the gig. Someone said that previous tune set me up for the weekend already. Buzzy vibes, buzzy.
Ooh, and what an important weekend it is.
It is. Go out and vote, everybody. You've both cast your ballots.
Absolutely.
Yes. Excellent stuff. Well, we're going to listen to Uh-Oh now. Thank you both so much for coming in, Steve and Brendan. Have a lovely weekend, and we'll see you at the gig.
Thanks for having us. We'll be right back.
was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.